Yes, Brandon.
I can see there's life in the air, there are fishes in the water and birds in the air, and in the earth there's so many worms and crabs and things like that. We see life in these forms, but why is it not true that we can see life in fire? We can't see life in fire because we haven't experienced. But because there's life in...
doesn't mean there's no life.
Because mm-hmm. there's life.
Mm-hmm. Because we have not experienced, it doesn't mean that there's no life.
Yeah. That I've already explained. That, in big, big factories, there is fire. Flame is coming. By seeing the flame, if you hear there is no life, is that not nonsense?
Oh, you gave the example last night of...
So many examples. You go to the Tata Iron Factory. From distance, you see so many fireplaces. But does it mean there is no life?
Another point is...
There is nonsense.
Another point is somebody had to light the fire.
Huh?
Somebody must have lit that fire. So similarly, the light of the sun, who has started that light? Somebody has started that light, that fire.
So in this way, the nonsense scientists are going. What do you think? Huh?
So this idea of friction causing electricity, this electrical energy, the source of fire, that's what the scientists think sometimes too, that the lightning bolt came down and made a fire. And that was a man's first experience of fire as a caveman.
Where did the lightning bolt come from?
Yeah. I'd be liking as my person. Yes, Ken?
Well, there are some positive charges in the clouds and some negative charges in the ground.
That's all right. Who made that positive charge and negative charge?
The lithium manufacturer lightning bolt in the Tata factory.
How the electricity is produced, unless there is some agenda. Just put counter argument and argument. Try to understand. You have to preach. So is your argument stopped?
I don't know what else that is.
Mullah Dawud Masjid. Argument chal raha hai. So, whether there is life in the sun glow.
Sir, ab shastra ke aadhar par koi life hai nahi kya?
हाँ, बाकि ये लोग बड़े-बड़े साइंटिस्ट हैं, ये बोलता है जब उधर
आठ गोला,
हाँ,
आठ गोला,
ये वो अग्नि, हाँ है, उसमें लाइफ नहीं रह सकता। अब आप लोग विचार कीजिए।
सब आप तो रोए उसे पीछे करते हैं, यहाँ से जो प्राण जाते हैं, वो उनके दो ही मार्ग हैं, या सूर्य के थ्रू या चंद्रमा के थ्रू तो अपने यहाँ के शास्त्र के हिसाब से तो निश्चित रूप से वहाँ लाइफ है
तो ये शास्त्र नहीं मानते हैं तो उसको कैसे समझाया
तो ये महाराज इतनी ताकत होती तो जरा माफ की तरह हमारे पीछे 50 आदमी चलते इतनी ताकत का हमारा
ये तो आर्गुमेंट मैं दे रहा हूँ कॉमन आर्गुमेंट जैसा ये टाटा आयरन फैक्ट्री है आपका गुजर
गए
तो वो देखता है केवल फ्लेम्स है अगर वो प्रेम से करके कोई काम टूट करे जिसे कुछ लायक नहीं है, ये क्या युक्ति संगत है?
मगर उसके अंदर तो वर्क दे रहा है,
वर्क हो रहा है, इसी अर्थ पे फायर है। अगर कोई कंक्लूड कर ले ये केवल फायर है उसमें लाइट लेकर ये बेखूबी है।
ठीक बात,
दूर से फायर देख कर दे कंक्लूड कर दे जो उधर कुछ लाए।
दोबारा साइंटिस्ट ने तो एक और मैंने एक लेख कहा, हैरान हो गया। वो तो ये उसकी लाइफ उन्होंने कैलकुलेट की, इतना जो है रोज बर्न हो जाता है तो इतने इतनी इसकी लाइफ, इतना डायमीटर और इतने हाउ मेनी इयर्स के बाद ये जो है खत्म हो जाएगी इसकी। ये कुछ अपने को
समझ
में नहीं आ रही।
ये लोग वृक्षों में नहीं मानते थे, पहले वृक्षों में नहीं मानते थे जीवन, अब मानने लगे हैं। आज सूर्य में नहीं मानते, ऐसा हो सकता है कि कल उसी कंक्लूजन पर आ जाए जो कि पहला है।
नहीं पर
अब तक के बहुत से इनके लोग मिलते हैं और निष्कर्ष जो कि बाद में जाकर के परिवर्तित होंगे। सबसे बड़ी अच्छाई तो ये है कि वो
परिवर्तन
स्वीकार स्वीकार कर
उसको मान ले। ये ड्यूटी है
और परिवर्तनशील माने उसको जो ज्ञान है वो परिपक्व नहीं।
परिपक्व नहीं, ये तो करेक्ट है, ये तो करेक्ट है। पचासों छुरी चेंज हो गई, पचासों छुरी चेंज हो गई,
यही बात। उसका ज्ञान परिपक्व है।
महाराज मैं 10 बजे आऊँगा आपको,
आइए
10 बजे, आपको असुविधा तो नहीं होगी?
नहीं।
But the fire and the life is different in the Tathagata practice. The fire is different from the life. The fire is produced.
The fire is the same. There is fire. Fire is the same. In the life, the fire is not different.
When I'm saying the example, that the people are there and the fire is also there. So, it may be
exactly the same way. In the factory, there's a big fire and the workers.
But the life is the workers, not the fire.
Huh?
The life is the workers, not the fire.
No. I mean to say, in the midst of fire, the electricity can leak. That is my idea.
But they can't jump in the fire and live, they will die.
No. That is material body. Spiritual, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is, it does not burn in the fire. In the fire. Adaya, adaya. Adaya. So, living entity is never burned, even if it is in the fire. So he may have a body of fire, but he does not burn.
But why should we accept that? Because to make our factory, we did not need Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
To make our factory, we did not need Bhagavad Gita.
What is it?
To make the factory, we have made such a nice factory for fire, that we did not need to consult Bhagavad Gita for that.
I agree with 500.
He's saying he built the factory, but he didn't use Bhagavad Gita to do it.
So, who says that without Bhagavad Gita you cannot ignite fire?
So why should we accept that the living entity will not die?
That is authority. If you do not accept, then this is the example. Argument. That the factory is surrounded by fire. It does not mean there is no light. From distance, you are seeing the sky from very, very 95 to 93 million miles away. Fiery, it is undoubtedly. But it is obviously like that you see from a distant place. An iron factory, it is simply fiery. Your experience is from distance. You have not gone there. So, the distance experience is like this, that you see there is fire, big fire, but still there are light. You have to accept this argument.
Actually, it's perfectly reasonable.
Huh?
Perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
In the fire, fiery bodies.
Yeah.
But But then that must mean in the water there's watery bodies.
Yes.
And earthy bodies.
Yes. That is God's creation. It takes it out one sees within 5 minutes you die. And you put yourself in the water within 5 minutes you will die. But your living entity, he was living.
Yeah.
His external body is different, your external body.
But my body is 90% water.
Hmm?
My body is 90% water.
Who?
The scientists say that this material body is 90% water.
Yeah.
Human body. So I've got a watery body.
90% water?
That's what they say.
They say they are rascals. So much bones and flesh and so many things others, and 90% water.
Well, they take a cell and they say in the cell
they don't call it that. They are all rascals. You come to your own being. They say, when you accept them authority, they want you to accept authority, Bhagavad Gita. Rascal, you are quoting some rascals and fools, and I am quoting from Bhagavad Gita, whose quotation is favorable. They say, and when you say Krishna says, that is nothing. They see how foolish. They say, these rascals, meat eaters, that is our daddy, they say something that is opposite. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, says, that is cannabis. That's the nonsense. That I, this argument I put forward, the professor cut off that. After all, you have to follow leader. So your leader is Lenin, and my leader is Krishna. So where is the difference between the process? You have to accept some authority. Now it is to be seen whether Lenin is perfect or Krishna is perfect. That is another. But you have to follow some authority. So you are stopped.
But in science,
again, science.
No, as far as the process goes, they are very proud of the fact that there's no authority.
But why you're following? You're quoting Linka. You're quoting this scientist. That's why you're quoting.
Well, Newton sat there and saw the apple.
If you don't follow authority, then why you quote so many? Previous scientists. What is the use of quoting? If there is no authority.
But the trend is because Newton speculated the law of gravity.
Then a past couple is settled. Don't go up from the point. The point is that there is no need of authority. Then why do you quote this scientist that said? Stop this now. There's no authority.
Yeah.
Antidutta?
So
if there is no authority, why what's on the action? Then come to reason, argument. That's all. If you quote authority, I got my authority.
So this fire, that makes sense.
Huh?
This fire, it makes sense that there's life in fire.
Yeah, this is argument. When you do not accept authority, there must be reason and argument.
But this ether thing is very troublesome.
Troublesome for you.
Yes. You said sound is in the ether.
Yes.
But I couldn't understand how air...
You have to gain that intelligence.
Yes.
Sound is the proof that there is ether. Shabda. Now, I'm talking. You are hearing. How are you doing? In ethereal transportation. Otherwise, how can you hear? I'm talking here, and why you are hearing? This is ethereal. The sound is being produced. Somewhere else, the ether is passing. Just tell me what is called? Radio.
They heard people on the earth talking on the moon.
Yes.
So they went through the air, went through the space.
And the moon says that there is no light.
Yeah.
And then who is speaking? Nonsense. They talk in the moon and they hear from here. And there is no light. And we have to take this opportunity.
I remember once you said that we may not live in the water, but that doesn't mean there's no such thing as a fish.
Yes.
So that is also a truth.
So the air is coming from the ether.
Yes.
So,
because in the air there is sound. That's what ether is. It is a production of the ether.
So would it be beneficial to try to understand the process of production, like the example of the earth coming from the water?
Yeah.
Because the water evaporates, there's leftover minerals and salts and all these things.
Yes.
And the fire producing the water from excess heat, like in the summer season.
Yeah.
And then the monsoon comes.
Yeah.
But and fire from air, from the friction, generating electric current. But the air from the ether needs an example.
Air from the ether, because when the air blows, you find the sound. That is ether.
Oh.
Yeah. So, right, from the...
But the example's got to go the other way. From the ether comes the air.
Let you find out example. But this is the proof that is ether. Isn't it? That example is given many times in Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Does it mean beyond the ether?
Beyond the ether, there's mind. There's mind.
There's no sound?
So what is the sound of the mind? Everyone knows we have mind, I have mind. But where is the sound of this mind?
They're subtle, then, and gross has no realm in the subtle.
Yeah, that is. Finite.
So is that example of the space and the thinner air and the water and the earth and in between the electricity?
The grasa.
Is that a good example?
Everything is coming from the subtle form. Finance, then the ether is the mind. And finance, then the mind is intelligence.
Oh, and in the Bhagavatam, it also says that because the universal form desired to hear, that sound is created, and then the organ for hearing, like that.
That is also created.
So,
that's right. From ether, sound is created. Abdas Parsa, Roop, Ras, Kanda. These are the five Padmasas. Objects of sense process.
food and matra, then senses, mind, and three modes, material nature. This is the ingredient of the whole creation.
So the basic element is the soul.
Basic element is Krishna.
And then the spiritual desire.
Yes.
And Krishna fulfills everyone's desire.
Yeah.
By manipulating the energy.
So the most subtle form.
He is also the living entity of creating different bodies for different engineers.
A living entity?
Yeah.
But he can't do it without Krishna.
That is his subordinate.
Just like our hair grows, but we don't know how it's happening.
It is Samsa. Matta Sarvam Pravartati. Everything from Krishna.
Is the most subtle form of creation the desire of the living entity to enjoy this material world?
Yes.
And then Krishna comes.
Surprise, ingredients.
Inside, ingredients.
Yes.
So that desire, that is equivalent to, or is that the
equivalent? That the child wants to play as the father and mother gives the toys. So without getting help from the father and mother, the child cannot enjoy. Similarly, we may desire, but unless Krishna helps us, we cannot fulfill our
desire. Is desire a function of consciousness?
Yes. Unless there is desire, how it is living? It is dead body. Stone has no desire.
Spiritual.
Therefore, spirit soul is described as superior image. He desires and he manipulates the matter.
It's very logical, step by step by step by step. Actually, when it's seen from the point of view of the desire of the living entity, it makes perfect sense because he's got these senses and the sound, and then in order to hear, there has to be a vehicle for the sound, and then there has to be an instrument, and then in order to take to touch, there has to be the vehicle and the.
Yes.
So therefore, from that point of view, it's very, very logical.
This is the point.
Trying to do it the other way is impossible. From the empirical process. I don't know if that's the right word. Inductive reasoning? Deductive reasoning. Impossible.
Deductive reasoning is possible. Krishna says that Rajatanam Yatayva. This is deductive. You hear from Krishna that this is fact. And if you want to make research, how that living entity never takes bath, then it will take time, and at the same time it may not be perfect.
I finally understood why you were always talking to Swarup Damodar about inductive and deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
It's not possible to go the other way.
By inductive reason you cannot reach the truth perfectly.
Because it's beyond the material creation. And you have to use the material senses and mind to understand it's not possible.
For our point is, Vidyatki. What Krishna says, that's perfect.
So first proof of the existence of God and the existence of the spirit soul.
Yeah.
And then they'll just have to explain.
And then it's creation.
Then it's creation. They'll just have to accept they have desires.
How many of them are great? This is the Bhagavad's first instruction to Brahma. Ahamevaasam agre. Agre means in the beginning. In the beginning, Krishna was there. Then creation took place. Clearly, in the beginning of this body, I am free soul was there. Then the body comes out. Similarly, Krishna is there. There was a whole cosmic manifestation. Ahamiva asam agre. And at the end of the creation, Krishna is there. Similarly, at the end of this body, I am there. Again, I create another body. This is it.
Krishna's trick just to give us this facility.
Huh?
It's Krishna's trick just to give us this facility.
Because I wanted it, Krishna doesn't want it. But because we are rascals, we wanted it. Krishna wanted it.
So therefore, in the beginning, Krishna gives you the big poke, Brahma.
Yes.
So now you're in charge of creating the whole universe.
Yes. You want to lord it over, I'd like to become great. He gives so much facility.
And then this Brahma creates so many different desires. And then he goes through all the different bodies.
Everyone becomes Brahma first?
Huh? Yes. Or if you want to be a cat, you can become.
That's how can they say this is in science? It's incredible.
Desire is there. Desire is there. Just like in your country, duty isn't going on.
Yeah.
The desire is, I shall remain free, naked. The Krishna is giving the person all life. He stands there thousands of years. That's free, naked. Nobody will teach him. You want to remain naked on the public street. You want to enjoy that, all that you can see.
Because desire is a function of consciousness, it's the symptom of the spirit soul. It's very powerful.
Yes.
It's a spiritual action.
Therefore it is said, Adna vilasita sunma. Vilas means desire. Anna means accept service of Krishna. That is beginning of bhakti. As soon as he desires something material, enjoyment, he has to continue. Manasaskarani indriyani prasidhisthani karsha. The mind and the senses. With these things he is struggling for existence. Otherwise, his part and parcel of the Mahimansa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loka Sarada, is eternal. But because he is influenced by the mind, desires, and the sense enjoyment, he is struggling. This is it. He is struggling. So, when he is too much fatigued, Krishna comes and gives him good counsel. You rascal, give up these all desires. Surrender to me. I give you protection. But he will not do that. And if he agrees, then anna milasita sunnam. All material desires, jiva. Then bhakti begins. And if you have got a little pinch of material desires, then you have to accept different types of all. It will clear naturally. Karanam guna sannasya. The desire under the influence of some particular mode, some nature, and he's getting body.
One has to be very careful.
Otherwise, in a devotee like Bharat Maharaj, he has to accept the body of a deer. A little careless. The nature's law will act. If you do not become cautious, and if you infect a smallpox disease, you have to suffer. Therefore, a civilized man takes cautious. Caution. No, there is smallpox disease, I shall not go there. Or if I go there, I must take vaccine. This is human civilization. Caution. And if you are animal, you do not know. So, human life means not animal life. Very reasonable, very cautious, educated, cultured, very good. Not animal life. Drink like animals, or eat like animals, have sex like animals. Freedom. Animal has not all freedom. So, that freedom is not allowed to the human being. That is civilization. Same example. The animal has got freedom. I will see in Indian market, vegetable market, some cow comes and eats so many vegetable eats. But he is not going to be caught. But if you take one small piece of chili, without, then he will go to the court. So therefore, law is meant for human beings, not for the animals. Those who want to be free, they are animals. So-called freedom means animal. But not human. Humanism means to follow the rules and regulations and the laws. And then he is human. Because law is meant for the human being, not for the animals. And when you come out of your home, immediately the law is stick to the light. And if you violate, immediately you go to the law. But a dog, he doesn't care. If you say, a dog does not obey this law, there is no excuse. You are human being. If you don't obey, then you go to jail. So many animals are on the street naked. They are having sex life naked. You do, immediately you prosecute. Why? Because you are human. You have to restrain. Even if you like, just like the Hawaii university students, what is the law? Should become a law. So, if you think like that, then you become a dog. Nature is ready to give you a dog's body. That is vasana. Thinking, dog life is very nice. There is liberation of sex life on the street. Dog life is take dog's life. Damjana bhavang. What is that? So you are thinking like dog, all right, you take the body of a dog. But since your human life is finished, then again wait for millions of years to come to the human form. Nature's law cannot stay. The law is there. The same example. If you contaminate some disease, the law is you must suffer from the disease. So they are thinking free. That is their gross ignorance.
Very important that we accept from Tapasya.
Huh?
Very important to accept from Tapasya purify your desires.
Yeah. Yes, that is like tapasya. Suppose this one. Tapasya means to purify the desire. Satparatena nibbana. Therefore, if you simply keep your desire through the service of Krishna, you become free. Hare Krishna. This declaration of freedom is animal, animal spirit. Hare Krishna. Thank you. That struggling for false freedom, which is not freedom, is young in time. And when he voluntarily give up all freedom, which is all nonsense, Krishna is surrendering to you. Bhavanam janmanavam te janama. Then he is really wise. When he fully surrenders to Krishna.
Then he knows Bhaktivinoda Dharma.
Yes. Otherwise, how he will surrender? He must be convinced that Krishna is everything. So let me surrender to Krishna. Then he is wise. Otherwise, he is an enemy.
A really wise person could understand that there is no choice but to surrender.
Yes. He is already under the control.
Hmm. He's always controlled at every moment.
He prefers to be controlled by the laws of nature instead of by Krishna. That is his misfortune. He's controlled, but he thinks I am free. That is ignorance. Mura. Just like I am a state citizen, I am not free. I must work according to the state law. But I don't care about law. That is my foolishness. You have to care. At home, I can say to my wife, I don't care for government, I don't care for the police. But when there is crime, when the police comes, then he says, oh. He can be very much proud before his wife. I don't care for him. But when the police comes, what can I do? Make it as a bhoger bhaga. There is an example that the Padistal, Murgi Padital, Toast, no, Host Padistal, the Murgi Murgi, chicken, the men,
Rooster,
yes. So, when in the morning it is let loose, then he says, I don't care for any of them. Then, in the evening, when they are pushed into the, what is called, nest,
Yes. Papa,
papa. Whatever lies you can do, whatever lies you can do. This is the exam. Is it? Fine is under the arrest. Now that whatever you like is good. If you like, you can excuse me. And he says, I don't care for it more. Murgi English, intelligent. Roast challenge. This is our. I don't care for anyone. I am God. The murgi lagi. Rāpa bhaktasya kutu mahat guna mano rasena asato dhāp. If one is not a devotee, his only business is to remain on the mental platform and concoct things. And at the end he thinks that I am God. Concoct. Therefore, it is said in the Shastra, Harava Bhaktasya Kutu Mahadu. One who is not a devotee, he has no good quality. He is simply on the hovering on the mental net.
The 16th chapter describes it very nicely.
Yes. Pravitsinca nirishinca nabidu asura. In which way we have to direct our activity and which way we shall have to stop our activity, they do not. Asura jana. Because they don't take direction from God, they make their own way of speculation. So therefore they are enemies. Or demons. Because it does not take direction during life. Therefore, at the end, Krishna comes, Mrittu Sarva Harastraham. All mental circulation and creation is taken up at death. It is said, Krishna Ram Karo Bhai Arisham Niche. Paraibar Patanai Jyom Ache Kiche. That said to Krishna, 5,000 lives. Don't try to escape. Because behind you, there is no rise. He'll finish your all conquest.
Thank you.